At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I'm John Batchelor. Jeff McCausland's here, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College and CEO Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Caracas is the capital of Venezuela. Venezuela is a longtime ally of the United States and peace-loving people of South America, but not recently. It is now bullied and brutalized by a man named Maduro and his clique, including Cuban intelligence, I'm told. The persecution has reached the fact that there's no food security in Venezuela. There's no medical security. There are no schools that they can count on. 7 to 9 million people have fled. Those who can flee are gone. What's left behind are desperate people who are waiting for a miracle or the opposition, which won the election of 24, to assert itself. What will assert it? There is a flotilla off the coast of Venezuela, between Venezuela and Puerto Rico. It's been there for several weeks. Now we're told the Gerald Ford, a super carrier, and its battle group are headed to the region, Southcom, that can possibly participate in what? That's the question. What? Jeff, a metaphor hammered to everything as a nail is inadequate here. A carrier battle group can take on the planet Mars. So what do we make of this? The Caracas is not a seagoing vessel. What are they doing with this amount of firepower offshore?
Yeah, John, I mean, using an aircraft carrier to try to stop small speedboats carrying narcotics is probably like using a 20-pound sledgehammer to try to kill one ant. So this is overkill to the maximum. What it is almost a reprise of the sort of 19th century gunboat diplomacy, whereby the threat of all that naval power offshore would intimidate some politician, some dictator, and hopefully force him to flee the country or encourage elements of his military or elements of society to overthrow that particular leader. It remains to be seen whether or not that will occur in the case of Mr. Maduro. Maduro, so far, has been pretty durable in being able to repress his society and avoid those type of outcomes. And again, that will be tested now once again. But Mr. Trump has been pretty outspoken that the goal here is not solely, I think, the destruction of drug cartels that are shipping narcotics, perhaps, in the Caribbean. His goal really is to bring down the Maduro regime. But we've escalated not only vertically in terms of the amount of firepower. Don't forget, John, in addition to that aircraft carrier, we've flown B-52s doing training bombing runs offshore and B-1 bombers that carry 75,000 pounds of explosives in a bombing run. But we also have escalated this horizontally. And now it does not only include Venezuela, but it also includes Colombia. And the last three or four boats that were struck were actually struck in the Pacific off the shore of Colombia. And now we've antagonized the President Petro of Colombia. We've ended all aid to him as well. So this crisis is really disturbing because of both those vertical and horizontal escalations that are ongoing.
Kinetic action, meaning military action. Do we need a declaration of war from Congress? Do we need a debate to the people of the United States? Your measure, Jeff.
I think we absolutely do. I mean, without question, we have the authorization to use military force from 2001 and 2002. But those were used to fight against Al-Qaeda, against the Taliban, against ISIS, and are still in effect. But if you read the language of those, they were specifically for those particular areas and those organizations. And it's almost impossible to believe to me anybody could stretch that from Baghdad to Caracas in arguing that that was legal authority. Now, you and I in our lifetime, John, have seen similar incidents off of a place called North Vietnam, where small boats came out, threatened a destroyer. And in return, we got into a long war in the place called Vietnam. And that's the challenge. Once you start putting military power in the vicinity, somebody can shoot at somebody, an aircraft can go the wrong way, something can be misinterpreted, and then escalation occurs, and a Congress sometimes then gets presented with a fait accompli.
Final item, odd, no explanation. The order, according to CNBC, is that the Pentagon is requiring anybody in Latin American matters at the Pentagon official to sign a non-disclosure agreement, which is the sort of thing you associate with Hollywood stars. Did you ever see anything like this while you were in the Pentagon, Jeff? We have about a minute.
Never, John, or when I was in the White House. It seems to me this is all about the fact that we're killing civilians without the authorization to do so. And every legal expert I have seen believes this is, in fact, illegal. We're mixing up law enforcement, narcotic smuggling, with war fighting against terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda who tried to bring us down. And I think it violates the basic contract the United States government has with its military. The military swears to be apolitical, but in return, political authority will only use the military in a legal fashion and in a moral fashion. And that requires action by the United States Congress. And right now we're having pilots being ordered to sink vessels who could, I think, be held accountable in an international court for that type of activity, because they're killing civilians who are not involved directly in combat operations. Don't forget, John, we did prosecute people after World War II, and the defense of those military people that they were only following orders was found to be terribly insufficient.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, U.S. Army retired.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,